Should have seen how we pulled up. Looking tough. Smoked up. Me and her. Just us. So plus. Royal flush. You know what's up. Should have seen how we pulled up. Looking tough. Smoked the cone down, gave her the rest. Gold accent and pieces laying all on my chest. Tats all on my flesh. Not to brag, but I passed me a few tests. Go deep for a few buried chests, as well as a few barren quests. I might say a little, but I let the work speak for the rest. I digress, she's still riding despite what's next. Hers are mine, we not worry about the check. It's all net, bust down my left. Poop dangle on my neck, it's slightly wet. I'm the best, this winning spirit I possess. Cause despite the booze and the hex we got now, nigga, fuck who next? Tell them young boys check, I hope they prep to come a wrangle with a vet, huh? Be my guest. Should've seen how we pulled up.
Smoked up. Me and her. Just us. So plus. Royal flush. You know what's up. Seen how we pulled up. You know we smoked up. I don't know, man. I fuck with that boy heavy, girl. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my boy Alpha Man right there, man. Me and her, you know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all go stream all his music, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Whenever y'all see us play his music, go check his shit out, man.
Alright,
yeah, we back at it, man, with y'all friendly neighborhood potters, you know what I mean? And hippies, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? But we back at it. This should be episode 272. We back at it with the Don Core and D. Make sure you are your host.
Don Core, baby.
What's up? This is Sharika.
Hey, we got the girl, you heard? And the highest hippie in the room, then we get hippie, of course, and we back at it. Like I said, this should be episode 272, man. What's going on? How y'all feeling? What's going on with y'all?
Feeling good. Feeling great. Feeling marvelous.
That's what's up. That's what's up. What's going on?
For a Saturday.
Yeah.
It don't feel like a Saturday.
Nah. It feels like a calm Wednesday or something like that.
The energy is shifting. That's what it is right now.
The time about to go forward.
I think tomorrow, the sun actually sets later. I think it's setting about like 6:30 tomorrow.
Yeah.
So we moving towards that spring. What's it called? Equinox. So whatever it is.
Easter, whatever you want to call it.
No, I don't know. Easter was snow.
It's snow? Mm-hmm. I don't know nothing about that.
Some shit like that. But I know it's about to be nice. That's all it means.
I mean, it's been nice this whole winter, kind of, really. You know what I'm saying? Like, it hasn't really been a crazy winter yet.
I mean, who says it has to snow? You know?
But it wasn't really cold either. We had a few nippy nip days, but it wasn't.
Yeah, I kind of could count how many times I wore my coat this winter.
Yeah, I wore my coat.
I was hoodie.
Hoodie.
Yeah, twice, but no, I do tend to wear like long sleeves and hoodie.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And the way you move, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? So, ain't no really need to wear a big coat type shit, you know what I'm saying?
No, you do need a coat when you drive. Like, don't speculate. Yeah, don't get that twisted because there's times where.
Keep that window open.
Just jump out the car real quick. You just need a coat.
Yeah, I've never, like, when it's cold, New York City winter, and you go out, if you don't have an automatic start, you know what I'm saying? You gotta go out there, turn that car on. Yeah, I remember days when my pops used to make me go start the car. I used to get excited. Why are you going?
I'll be forgetting to start the shit sometimes.
I'm so
mad.
That's a fact. But what's going on with you, Choo Choo? Since the last time you've been on, it's been like 2 weeks since the last episode you've been on. How's everything been in your world?
Life.
I mean, from the last time we spoke, like, anything new? No. Anything I could change? Yes.
Yes.
You know, it's always going to be something that you always want to change. If it's just something, like we spoke about earlier, someone gave you advice, like, do you take it?
Yeah.
Don't take it, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like,
I ain't jump into the conversation, so like she said, she asked like, The question was,
if someone comes to you and vent about a relationship,
mm-hmm.
do you give advice
yeah.
to that person?
Yeah.
Or you just be like, nah?
Yeah. So I didn't jump into the conversation because it was funny because we went through this yesterday, honestly. Like, my son Cole had to pull up and vent, you know what I'm saying? Because,
yeah.
you know, he was going through some real life shit, you know what I'm saying? And, this is a different story when it comes to me and him because we've known each other for so long. So it's like, I know when to chip in and when not to, and let him say what he's saying and be like, I can't give you advice on that
because
mm-hmm. I haven't been through that, you know what I'm saying? But you're going through it, you know what I'm saying? So it's a little different for me to say
right.
something on that, you know what I'm saying? But then when it comes to certain shit within that conversation, that is something else that I could be like, yo, but you might be doing this, or they might be doing this, or you know what I'm saying? But I personally don't like to give advice.
It's tricky because it's like...
It's a very thin line.
You don't want to...
Do you mean specifically just with relationships?
Spousal relationships?
Because something like this... Like, if behind the cameras and shit, you ask me, like, yo, what I could do to better my podcast, I'll give advice. You know what I'm saying?
Some advice, I guess some situations was brought to you might be a little awkward.
Right.
Might be not in your lane of, like, do I give this advice or not?
Yeah.
Or am I going to fuck up this advice?
Right.
You know? And then you have some people who actually... kind of get hurt when you do give advice and you don't listen to their advice.
Yeah,
you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so it's like,
yeah.
do I waste my time giving you advice? You know, or you want to take it?
I think that's why I don't really look for advice if I get it for certain things, or even like if I got some from, like you spoke on a conversation we had yesterday, if I
mm-hmm.
get it and it resonates, I take it. You know what I'm saying? So just speaking for self, I do that. Like, people might give me advice and I'll be like,
that's not me.
That ain't.
I ain't gonna do that shit.
I'm not doing that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't care what you say right now. That might be how you might carry some, but I'm not. So I can't do that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not
mm-hmm.
gonna take that advice. But if it resonates with me, then
mm-hmm.
it's like, all right, that applies. So I don't get mad at people for certain advice because if I don't take it, it doesn't matter.
Have you ever given advice and the person trying to, like, convince you that, no, your advice is not right?
Yeah.
So they come to you and still fighting what you're saying.
Yeah,
like
the opposite, like, fight you and, like, nah,
yeah.
I don't, you know.
That happens more often than not, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
See,
because, like we were saying, off camera, people are stuck in their thought already, because they already had this conversation with themselves.
Right, in themselves, in the mirror.
So they thinking,
in the bathroom,
they thinking the conversation with somebody else is going to go like that, and then when it's going another way, they're like, but what about this part? But what about this?
Yeah, they
start. No,
shit, right. So
I'm just looking at it from my POV, you know what I'm saying? You told
right.
me what happened.
Right.
Now I'm looking at it from my POV, and I'm
taking my perspective on what you're giving me.
Yeah. And again,
some people can't really handle that shit. So it's like...
Majority.
Majority.
It took me a long time to be able to accept that shit.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So be like, I can only imagine people that don't realize they do that. You know what I'm saying? That's the thing.
It's like, people just want to talk and shit. But it's more of, what if I give you this advice, right? It's gonna better the situation what you're coming to me with. And you don't take that advice.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it's like it wouldn't affect me. I just know that when you come to me next time, I'm just gonna look at you like,
yeah.
All right. Well, what you gonna do? You understand?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not gonna
some
get
half-hearted it. Shit.
I'm not
like, right. And not trying to be mean or not trying to be, you know, like cold-hearted. But it's more of you. That's what you showed me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You gonna get half of what I gave you now.
You know,
gonna
get half. I'm not listening to you. You know, but I feel like I would ask you what you're gonna do. You know. So.
Yeah.
That shit's true.
Very.
It's true.
Very.
That's why, like, you gotta have a trusted few of people that you really talk to about real shit. You know what I'm saying? Because not every, like you said, not everybody's really genuinely thinking about what you're talking about.
I've seen fights happen because of that. You know, right, saying, so like physical fights because you came to this person.
And what you gave back,
because not everybody can communicate well.
Mm-hmm.
So how you might converse or give it to this person might come off the wrong way.
Like, right,
like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I didn't say that. Something around you still.
That's still my girl.
Right.
You know, like if you're talking to somebody about your woman and you they were fine, right, and she did some foul shit, you did some foul shit, she did some foul shit, and they taking it and they like, man, fuck that bitch.
Whoa.
Yo, cut her off.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? So the way they come across is how they are. They not even thinking it's disrespectful.
It's like, is it their mindset? Is it how they think?
Yeah, it's not even thinking that it's disrespectful. It's like the line was crossed. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I'm over here giving you advice, and you took it as me being
disrespectful. That's how I was carrying it. That's you asking me. That's why I do. Fuck that bitch. You like, nigga, he love that woman. He's a
bitch. He love that woman. Like, damn, like, you really expressing yourself right now.
And I think people really forget that when someone comes to you,
yeah,
their emotions are involved in that situation.
The emotion comes out first before it.
Before anything else. When they're coming to, is not emotionally involved. You know what I'm saying? So you look like, damn. So if you don't tread the right way,
right,
it could go there. It could cross the line.
It could go left. It really could go there. See, it just makes you say, do I really want to give advice? And if I am going to give advice, I'm going to give it to someone that I know
can handle it.
Right. They might pout. They might this and that. But at the end, they took your advice.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I'd rather that.
I would say that kind of conclude it. I would just say, just wait till that advice is
like, ready.
They ask for it.
But if they ask for it, you give them the wrong advice, then they know they're not going to come back to you.
Given that disclaimer. This is what I would do.
That's basically how I start shit off. I'd be like, look, I'm trying to put myself in your shoes. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying what
and then
you
like,
should
like you
or
said
shouldn't.
Before, like, if you haven't been through that situation,
mind your business.
It's kind of like, you know,
mind your business.
Just intake what they're saying because then eventually they're going to go and talk to that person, that other person that they entrust that does have that situation or been through that situation that they could be like, all right, listen.
Mm-hmm.
Cause when it comes, like when all my friends got kids, but when it comes to that, and they come to me and try to talk to me about that, I'm like, what you think?
I don't know your advice.
I'm 35 with no kids. I don't know.
I could try to give you something if I was a parent, this is probably what happened. Then yes.
Yeah, but when it comes to that, I always say like, yo, you can see some of what a relationship is, but we don't know what's happening behind the closed doors. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course.
So now that's what plays into everything else. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, yo, I don't know what's going on. Look at you just telling me was the situation. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on.
And that's why I wanted to say, like, when it comes to advice, I don't give advice when it comes to relationships. Because I'm only getting one side.
Yeah.
I'm not getting the other person. You probably hyped the whole shit the whole time.
You're not no therapist.
And then you just want me to say yes to you so you go prove to your point that you're crazy as fuck.
I mean, both ways, and that's why in a relationship is always two sides.
It is two sides. That's
like
if
your homegirl come to you and she telling you what's going on, she not going to tell you.
Hell no, she not going to tell us that dick last night, but we're arguing this morning.
Right, right.
Come on now.
And it's the same thing.
And I'm giving you advice for the same thing you about to fuck.
Same thing with us.
After we go off the phone. So I just stay to myself sometimes and I just listen. Yeah. You know, I can only give you what maybe I've been through, what I felt like, what I've done, you know, maybe you do the same thing, you know, but
then that goes to like, that falls into the, I'm gonna just bring it up because we've been holding it for a while. That goes, then you have to use accountability after everything, you know what I'm saying?
You got a lot of people don't know what accountability is, okay? A lot of people can't accept the accountability.
Should we go to dictionary.com and get them the...
There's a thing of accountability, but some people double back on accountability.
Yeah,
you know, I'm sorry for what I did. I ain't do the same shit again. Mm-hmm. You double back on that shit. So what are you accountable for?
The fact or condition of being accountable, responsibility.
You didn't take the responsibility to tell the truth. Or, you know, to keep your word.
Yeah.
So accountability is something that people might be like, yeah, I take accountability for my shit. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you're going to do the same shit again.
Yeah.
Is that hypocritical? Or is that like.
Word for that. It has to be a word.
I think there's another word for that. Not hypocritical because.
I think it's human nature. I think so.
I mean,
just tell me that it's human nature.
As far as like. But just like from a broad scale, that's just what you see, you know what I'm saying? And the ones that don't and can maneuver opposite are just indifferent. You are able to be more accountable and responsible than the rest of the human race, because motherfuckers don't be willing to take accountability.
They don't. Yeah, accountability is something that listen.
Not to disbelieve, but I mean,
accountability. Yeah,
history, like the world of history. Nobody.
Shit, my bad. It really was us that did it. My bad.
Let's move on.
My bad. But do you know what?
Here?
Take this shit. Here you go.
You know, so is nobody really takes accountability besides people that
they really take accountability of it. Yeah.
So that's why I would say.
Listen, I'm not gonna say there's a few out there that could take accountability. Yes. We're not gonna skew all of y'all because there are some of y'all out there. But the majority of
shit is up in the air.
Yeah.
I think a lot of y'all double back on your accountability. I honestly think that some of y'all
just got to say that
shit.
I was
but then did the same shit again.
I was just about to say that about myself. Like, I feel like...
I feel like a lot of times I try to be like,
yo, I did this wrong and that's what I did. But then I end up making the same mistake over and over. And it's like, well,
how
so
much time does it take you to be like, all right, my nigga.
Yeah.
I think that's what life
when you learn a lesson or when it hits you.
Yeah, because it's different to sit here, right, and take that's acknowledgement. You have to acknowledge it first. You got to
acknowledge
it.
A lot of people don't acknowledge that.
Right, and then once
they don't
able
want
to acknowledge it, you have, it
you
takes
have
practice. Because it's...
When I edit this...
Everything that...
When I edit this, I'm going to count how many times we said accountability.
We all need to learn how to understand the meaning behind it when it's accountability because it's not just for you, it's for your partner, it's for your family, it's for whoever.
It's just like everything else, you gotta practice it. Or
most people move and they
that's not like a 21 day shit.
Their character is about it's all learned behavior, it's what they've seen growing up and what they've been taught and what they took in. A lot of, they don't see that. You know what I'm saying? You don't see the shit in movies, accountability. You know what I'm saying? So,
but what is that?
Where you learning this from?
Yeah,
you have to really apply yourself.
Because in movies, you just get the
apply yourself. They just take what's given to them, and it's like, oh, okay, then that's cool. That's cool. And it's just, it keeps going.
So it's your circle and how you were brought up that makes you say, yo, what is accountability to you?
To you.
Yeah.
Yes. Until you outside that circle and you experience someone
something
else.
Something different, right? You're
like,
damn.
Oh, shit, I ain't look at it that way.
Because a lot of people don't look at them. Really, we don't listen to ourselves. We don't look at ourselves. We don't really hear what we say until it's like being brought back to you.
Right.
I didn't mean it like that, but nigga, that's how the fuck you
that's
say.
That's how it sounds. Yeah. That's how.
That's how I took it. Like, so and, now, and explain to me.
That's when you learn more about yourself. If it's like, and fuck it, or if it's like, man, I don't really want to come off that way to people.
Yeah.
So let me work
see,
on
but
myself.
Some people make you want to come off like that. Like, you do like.
Everybody don't get the same you.
That's I said that to my mom. So everybody that know you know a different
version
of you.
Because
and it's supposed to be that way.
Yeah, you're not supposed to give it up.
Why, what you about to say? Why you think it's that way?
Like you said, because not everybody's supposed to be access to you to get that.
Mm-mm.
You understand? Like, you start to lose yourself if you give everybody
right.
the same thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
You understand? Like, don't get me wrong. But we all have the basics with every person we go with. The basics,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Meet and greet.
Like everybody.
Other than that meet and greet, you shouldn't get the same.
Yes.
Like everybody that would be around us.
From your ex, your last year. No.
Like everybody that would be around us would be like, yo, Notch is mad serious. Like, he's always with a mean face and all that. And Cole would be like, yo, he one of the funniest niggas I know.
That's right.
So.
There's plenty of times that I have been like, yo, you alright? You good? I'm thinking, nigga, like, I have to say, right? I'm sorry, just leave me alone. You understand?
Yeah, I'm not even in right now.
Well, I didn't even know I was here right now. Like, I was in a different universe.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, you're disturbing me. Now you're disturbing me.
But I also think a part of that, too, is that you're trying to, like, unconsciously, you're trying to accommodate the person that you with at the moment.
It's always going
to
be like,
not in a full way, but still in a certain way to be
yeah.
I want you to be comfortable around me too, you know what I'm saying? So, I'm not going to act how I would usually act. You know what I'm saying? So,
of course. Like, and that's where the openness of that connection between you and that person.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have a connection with that person, there's not going to be a bond.
It's crazy.
Like, for you to actually open up and say shit like that.
Yeah, I just went through this.
There's no, what's your favorite color, what type of food type of shit is going to open a bitch up. I'm sorry. It's not.
Yeah.
At the age that we are, we...
That's 2000.
We know, we probably changed our color 5-10 times, and now we used to say red, now we say purple.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's where I went from red to purple. That's crazy.
So,
said that.
You get red, green now.
Right, you get probably different colors. You probably told 4 or 5 dudes ago, I like pasta. Now all of a sudden, bitch, you're vegan. What the fuck? You understand what I'm saying? So it's like,
I don't drink juice with fructose, corn syrup, and all that no more. So
right, vegan life, yes, yes.
My juice is straight juice. You understand?
Yeah, juice
so,
it.
Calling for 4 years ago, gone for 4 years. I
still haven't since I told
you.
I still haven't.
Jump on the bandwagon.
I
still
haven't.
You
hear me?
Oh, look at you! See.
Drunk a few kombuchas.
It's about 3 weeks
ago.
You know what I'm saying?
23
about
to be lit for you.
Yeah.
Sometimes, I'm telling you, you gotta.
I'm trying. You know what I mean? I'm not trying. I'm doing it.
Yeah, exactly. See, and
words. I ain't about to get a boat on Friday.
Gotta listen to.
I am about to get a boat on Friday. I ain't gonna.
You said it's time. It's time. Yeah.
What is a burger once a month?
Maybe, right?
Can I? I told you.
You might not be able to go back once you stop.
You know how I am with certain shit. When I do something,
it'll be
like,
oh,
that's
your life now.
Yo, that shit was kind of trash.
I can't eat none of that.
I'm tight into this episode.
Before time, Lucifer.
For real, man. But I'm talking about cinematics and stuff like that, man.
Yes,
did both of y'all watch Creed 3?
Yes.
I went to the movies.
Yeah, me too.
We all went too.
I feel like
shout out to T-Mobile. Got a $5 ticket for that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you spoke on your experience.
Okay.
You didn't really like the experience.
I don't like that movie theater. Those new Alamo, you can eat. While you sitting there?
Why?
It's not cool.
I just don't like.
We old.
It's not that bad.
I think that's
in
a dark fucking theater.
And then the way this is doing, the way this is doing, let you go to the movies not to see. Walking back and forth in front of you and shit. It's like, yo, bro, I'm trying to watch the movie.
I mean, they gonna walk back and forth even if the chair don't recline back.
I don't care about the chair either.
Vintage. You just like that.
Because then the table that's there, right, for you to eat.
If I'm with somebody,
can't turn that light off.
I would go to. But if I'm by, like, I like to go by myself. Like, I like to go by myself.
Man.
Yes, I would go to a restaurant movie theater.
I should have went to an IMAX theater.
Yeah.
But come on, they gave me $5 tickets.
I mean, you can't beat that. Come on.
I'm going to the same theater again to see John Wick. They gave me $5 tickets.
He bougie.
T-Money, what's up?
He bougie as shit, right? All right? He bougie. Because he got $5 tickets.
Go ahead.
He got a meal. And he talk about the waiters walking back and forth.
Yeah, I'm
tickets like $30.
Yeah. They getting their experience in. I'm sitting here.
Be thankful about that.
Goddamn
light.
Everybody started clapping at the end.
Goddamn, we got a knife.
That's honey barbecue chicken.
Look at you. See?
I was like, I had some peanuts in my bag. I was like, hold on. Pull out my peanuts. Niggas looked at me.
You know what I'm saying?
Niggas looked at me like, this nigga thinks you're bullshit.
His stomach growling. My God.
That's what you get. Come on. That's not shit. You know that wrong thing.
You know the way to ask them. Are you good? Sir, you doing anything?
I went like this. I ain't just going to growl at the motherfucker. All right.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah,
we good.
Get the fuck out of here.
She was sick every time she walked past me, like, nigga.
Yeah, but I
know you,
huh? I went and grabbed a dollar slice, but what y'all thought about the movie, man?
I actually liked this movie. It has moments, but
overall grade, what would you give it?
Overall, I would give it
letter grade.
Like A, B, C, D, F?
Yeah.
I'll give it a B.
Okay.
That's passing.
Really?
I give it.
That's passing.
Yeah.
I give it like a C minus.
Well, you know what? I like the acting of, not Michael. What's his name?
There you go.
Jonathan Majors.
There you go.
Yeah.
And his presence on the screen every time.
He made me feel like
he was dead, right?
Yo, he gonna take your belt and I wasn't even mad at it.
I thought you'd shoot him the way I was feeling.
You know
what I'm saying? Like, he might do it. He might just shoot him after he
went. The way he made you feel was how the first fight went when he fought the Spanish dude. The way he made you feel was how that first fight went.
Like I felt I'm fighting in the movie with him. He drew me in.
I knew him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, his acting skills is just phenomenal.
Yeah, he's a great actor.
Yeah,
he took his time with it. And it's like the emotions from the
next American actor up.
He messed up. And before I move forward with Creed, I think I'm going to touch on Keith, Jonathan Majors. Since Love Country, even a little before that, but I would say since Love Country was like his coming out.
Mm-hmm.
You watched it?
If I didn't watch the show, but
watch it.
I heard he did a good job. Yeah. HBO.
They canceled it.
Oh, no, I did see
Black
that, yes.
With Jussie Smollett's sister. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Watch that. He did a dope job. But he's been on fire.
That's a crime. What happened?
On the low.
The Harder They Fall.
The Harder They Fall.
He was in Low Key.
He was in something else, too. But, yeah, this is his coming out. He got, like, 3 more movies coming out.
And this movie was, like, the one where they was, like, really pushing mm-hmm. him mm-hmm. for, like, that superstardom role. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? And I think he killed it. Like, I think he killed it.
I think he smoked it. Yeah. I think he did amazing. I want to just start there before I shit on this movie.
You know what movie is really good to me and I hate it? But Training Day.
Yo, that's cool. You should keep bringing up
Training Day. He played so good as a bad person that you hated him.
Denzel?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And in Creed, it gave me the same thing. Like, he played his part so good that I kind of hate, like, I hated what he did, and, you know, he used him, and, you know, but you kind of understand why, because of where his head was.
Especially when he came in his crib.
The people clapping.
Yeah.
And he shouldn't have been in
for
everybody.
The people clapping your data?
It was white people. Yeah, they were clapping. They were clapping.
Yeah,
I was like, okay.
I feel like that's why the movie got that reaction in the theaters, and probably everybody probably say people clap.
Mm-hmm.
Because he did a great job.
He did.
But.
Go ahead. Talk your shit.
The movie was horribly written. Like, the story.
The storyline.
Crash. Michael B. Jordan is. He's like sealed as one of the. This is my boy too. Like, it's crazy. We all like him, right? I think we watched him grow up. We ain't seen him on Disney. He came from the Y. Came with that bump ass song. Talking about white women and shit.
With the white girl,
with the white girl,
Listen,
we can stick it through with Michael B. Jordan through all the corny shit.
For I mean, years. But he's still standing though.
We stand with him.
He's still here. He's still strong. The heart breaks in there.
Shout out to him, directed and all that.
Shout out.
But he is a bad. We have to stop ignoring that. And it's been for years. Like, I swear to God. We're talking about Hardball, right?
I don't know.
How many lines he had? Like, how,
you know what he was in Hardball?
Oh, my God. Every movie he has.
Oh, you sound so...
Because I support everything. The Marine shit he did that came out on Palm. Did you watch that?
That was good.
The action was
Yes.
Without remorse.
That's
yeah.
The only shit he should do. Like, action shit. He shouldn't...
Should be involved in his scene.
Emotion should not be involved in his roles. Matrix shit. Get him there. Yes, the ladies want to see him. Just do that for him. Because Jonathan Majors, being on screen with him.
You see the difference of the acting skills of their.
When did you see Michael B. Jordan in a great role? I did, and this is why I'm saying exactly what I'm saying. When? Recently. What's his greatest role besides... And the three movie you're going to name. Just give me the movie.
It's not.
Yes, it is. It's one.
What?
Black fucking Panther.
The first one?
Why? Because he was next to a dope actor, but what he had to do? Just some action shit, couple one-liners.
I mean, he did good.
I would give him Fruitvale Station. I would give him Fruitvale Station as a movie. As a movie where he shows some
emotions and how to.
I understand, of course.
Of emotion, I don't know.
He just showed
for
some,
that movie.
I think he just showed some range.
He showed range, but
some range. I don't know.
Not emotion. Because
when he got shot, he made you feel it. Like, his facial expression, I was like...
Yeah, Anything else?
Like you said, he's an action star. Like,
yes,
you know
that's
what
he should be. This shit is Killmonger. That's, if it's not Oscar Grant, it's Killmonger.
Yeah, he got to take The Rock's blueprint.
Yes.
You trying to take Denzel blueprint, but you're not
that.
You know what I'm saying? You don't know if he could grow into it.
Like, in
cool, he's still young. He's still young, bro.
He has time.
He's been in the game for years.
Give him more time to
Listen.
What, 20 more years?
Because
he's already been in the game 20.
Give him 5 years. Five-year plan.
Nah, I'm done. He the same age as me. This is Sister Wire. The Wire is 2000.
He's just getting in.
Yes. He's just getting his. Come on now.
How long he been a leading man?
Right. So
how long he been a leading man? The last 3-4 years. 5 years.
What, in Crete?
No, I don't know what he been.
With the lead?
That's what I'm saying. When has he... When he's just getting this feeling in right now. I'm not saying that he's going to grow.
I just don't believe in his acting no more. I don't think he could get better.
I mean, I could feel that, though, because there's a lot of actors that get stagnated and just stay.
I see him now more moving towards the director route. The movie was shot beautifully.
Right.
I love the way it was shot.
Mm-hmm. His acting
and the storyline—they just—I feel like they fucked up.
What storyline, going back to what happened?
Why is he retired now? You watched the first two?
Yes.
Why are we skipping to him being retired now? Like,
because
you don't have. That wasn't the last fight with Drago. Remember the beginning of this movie, he fights the Irish dude again from the first movie. And then they fast forward to 10 years.
I guess he kind of, all right, I got kids and I got somebody rushing to the head.
You rushing it. Because he had fights after that. But you didn't show it. You just fast forward to him being retired.
Because he probably felt like he didn't need to show it. Because there's going to be so much action in the movie between him and John.
But do you want to?
I mean, throughout the whole thing, not just a fight. It was just so much things that led up to the.
I'm a Rocky fan as well.
Okay,
this is what I'm saying. When you watch Rocky movies,
yes,
it's two fights.
Yes, you just see one. You wanted two.
That's what it's supposed to be.
Well, was one in the beginning, one at first.
Well, him and
the. Do you want a part four?
Like, where do we go?
I'm asking, like, for them, do y'all want a part four? Because then this one makes it difficult to make a part four.
I don't think it would be a part four.
I feel like this should have been part four. Like, in part three.
It should have been, like, a split, like a continued part.
They said this kid went to jail for 18 years for a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Just for possession? Or because he didn't kill
him? He just did 18 years for, like, with the story, it's just...
It just don't make sense. Like, damn, why it went for so long?
It just felt like it was on fast
food. And wait. He did 18 years and just came home. Then y'all just fast forwarded 10 years after he was the champ. But he was a kid. Then, what is going on? What's the time? What time warp are we in?
We're jumping in loops.
I mean...
They made 100 million in the movie.
I'm off
because it did go by. I just feel like he felt like he didn't need to.
I'm gonna tell you where they messed up at after.
He didn't need to display that type of part of the movie because it's going throughout the movie. There's glimpse of flashbacks. Flashbacks, you know, and then forward, and then current day, you know, that's that. But go ahead.
I wasn't as disappointed with the movie as Corey.
I thought it was an okay movie. He was disappointed in.
Yeah, I feel like now
when you do break it down,
I could. I mean, I got up at the end when everybody was clapping and said, "Yo, it was Corey," and everybody looked at me.
Because I watched the first, the second one, and then went and watched the third one.
Yeah, I was still watching the second one while I was working.
In succession, so it's like, the fuck.
Why are you doing this?
You know what I'm saying? And I feel like pushing Sylvester Stallone away from the production.
You should have kept him.
You see it. You know what I'm saying? You see where you fucked. That's where you fucked up at.
Yeah.
You ain't have to have him in the movie, but he should have been in that room letting y'all know, like, because he's only been doing this and created this franchise since the 70s. That we were like him, right? I'm just saying,
I think he would have made the storyline be able to stretch for a fourth movie. Because now, they might be stretching.
All right, so if there is, if there's gonna be a fourth movie, what would be the
exactly?
I don't know, because they already filled.
That's what I'm saying. So it, I don't think it can be a fourth one.
Yeah, I mean, might as well.
I don't know.
Why?
Because this is the biggest one.
What do you mean?
This is the biggest one. Like,
okay, yeah,
money wise,
he fought.
The studio is going to put the pressure on. They want that fourth one now.
Oh, so I feel like the fourth one, maybe, you know, the guy who came in.
Going to bring somebody else.
He's going to be the one to take over the gym and try to, because, you know, he fought rightfully. Like, you know, they.
I feel like they're going to try to, like, speed it up again and use his daughter.
That won't be cool.
Just saying.
I don't like that.
The only thing I can think of is he might just give the guy the gym and let him. You know,
I already said what they could have did for this to already create to where this movie could have been Creed 4. You didn't have to have it like this kid was locked up for 18 years and he just came home. They're friends, they got separated. Have him take the same route that Adonis was taking in Mexico, like I told you.
Mm-hmm.
He see Donnie going his mm-hmm. route, winning a chip and sped up through it, because that's what happened, because he was Apollo's son and he somewhat jealous, you know what I'm saying? He got locked up, they got separated, and he see where his life took him. He went the Mexico route, beating up and fighting the Mexican fighters and shit, low key, staying low. And now, when you see him as the champion that he won the first fight in this movie,
mm-hmm.
now he pop up, you know, talking his shit. And they get into it. And that would have created that
movie.
That you know what I'm saying? He's right here. I promise you.
Come on, we got a kid.
Look, it's a real shit.
At the end of the third round, right? This bullshit, not this bullshit. At the end of my third one,
yeah.
Dane would have won. It would have created him as a bigger antagonist.
That's what I. And that's what I'm saying. He would have won, and
he should have won this one too.
Trying to make his own fights and go on with the legacy.
He should have won this one too, just to create the momentum for the next movie. He just kind of killed the whole shit.
Well, maybe that was the whole point of him, you know, not trying to.
I mean, maybe they were
Rocky. If someone, I mean, Creed, if someone would take over the, you know, that stuff, they can.
But maybe that, yeah, maybe this is what this was like the grand ending of it, like.
Yeah, I feel like it was a grand ending. I feel like this is how it should have ended. He still kept his belt.
But I was tight because I said, yo, I don't, I hope that the trailer is not better than the movie, and the trailer
was better than the movie.
Like with the Drake's on and everything, like those friends with my enemy. I was like, ooh, this shit about to be cool. So I'm going to see this, bro. I ain't going to the movies for nothing else this year. Nigga, you cream, bro. I was in there like, I think I dozed off. I don't know if I dozed off.
I dozed off. Maybe I
did with them Alamo seats, you know what I'm saying? Nah, fuck that movie.
I definitely went to FanDuel for a little bit. When Mike B. Jordan was on the screen for too long talking to his.
I'm trying to see how much time that I have here. Because you see the screen. But, y'all see what happened with the Mexico kidnappings?
They put an article out, right?
Y'all see the story? Yeah.
Let me tell you what the article said, right? After the whole headline of, oh my God, you know, they got kidnapped, and you know, two of them got killed, and two of them...
It was three dudes and a girl, two dudes got killed.
The next day, right, I'm looking at, you know, going through my Facebook, and the headline is, their background, one is a crackhead and the other was a drug dealer.
Yeah.
But you make sure to put that out. But the first time y'all put out, y'all made it seem like, oh my God, we gotta bring them home. We gotta bring them home.
They got kidnapped by a drug cartel.
But now you're saying that, you know, these are drug dealers, they did themselves.
They said the story was that they said that it was three dudes and a girl. They went out there with her. So she could get
some BBL.
So she could get her tummy tucked. Some shit like that, right? So niggas is like, hold on. Three dudes is gonna sit around with her
and wait for
until she heals up. This is what we're saying, right? So now, like you said, it's on camera, like from a store or some shit. You know what I mean? From a regular camera type shit. Bro, they caught him. A drug cartel. Get in the car, niggas. Y'all niggas is kidnapped. two of them die, whatever the case is, boom, two of the dudes die. They get back to America. Now, like she's saying, it came out their background. Some of them are drug dealers, some of them are drug, you know, users. Then the drug cartel in Mexico, they like, yo, we do not need this FBI heat nigga right now. They tied like six niggas up, put a letter.
Here you go, bye.
Yeah, these are the niggas that did that.
Shit,
he did not need none of that extra shit. That's case solved. Like, that's what happened.
Yeah, I think he said it. Wake up that morning, all you just see is a six bodies lined up for you with a note.
He said, oh, Batman dropped the.
Dropped off something for you. Package outside.
Justice League and dropped it.
No, man. Listen, I think it's a big into that shit. I think that is kind of true. I think they was out there for a drug deal.
Of course they was. Like, see, it's Mazzy. You see the picture?
Yes.
They're not sitting for no BDL, but whatever the fuck it is, BDL. They're not sitting for that shit.
I thought that shit was strange when I seen the picture. So, I was like,
yeah.
And then the rest of the story was a shootout commenced. I was like, the shootout commenced for a BBL.
Crazy.
How's something we do here? How?
Told you to change
my ass like that.
Told you to change those American dollars, pesos, man.
Because I want the puff. Doc. It started boom, boom, boom and shit. I thought
it was crazy. Do it to me and my nigga.
Fuck up the booty, Doc.
Shit was crazy, bro.
I said, damn, the BBLs is going crazy out here. That left us to be long after that. I was like,
it was probably like a cheap discount.
Yeah, I was like, shit, I ain't even hear nobody going to Mexico for a BBL.
Should have just went to
Documentary. You just skipped Atlanta, you said fuck Puerto Rico.
Nah, they was going to get that Medellin. That's what the whole point was. Yeah, bro. She was
stop playing with the Mexicans.
Well, she came back with no ass.
It had to be something to that. For real.
Watching, I know gores on her ass now. Nah, y'all lying.
Sickness.
That's crazy though.
Sickness.
I don't know, man. I'm not ever going to Mexico.
Yeah.
Ever.
No?
No.
Why?
What? Because of shit like that?
Bro.
It's beautiful out there. I'll go one time.
Bro.
I'll go one time for the one time.
You know, it's beautiful everywhere. It's so rooftops in New York. That's amazing, bro.
Pop,
I don't give a fuck about that. Mexico is dangerous for Americans.
It's dangerous everywhere.
No, but it's like you can't go there and leave the resort.
Yeah,
you can't go there. Like,
no, this has been like a couple of, you know, couples being.
Couple years, right?
No, a couple of medicine.
Fucking decades.
Chopped up.
Decades.
Bodies chopped up.
Decades. Because when we talk about this,
I feel like if I'm in a resort, I'm safe.
Don't leave.
Don't
leave this shit.
Lock your ass in that damn room. Like you, everything you need, just call
so
up.
So I don't want to be there.
Nah, you know what's even crazier?
I'm not eager to go to Cancun ever. None of that shit.
What's your thoughts on that? All that the Murdoch murders.
Man.
Alex Murdoch.
I've been following the case. I've been following his trial and everything.
Alex
and
Murdoch.
Shit is crazy.
From the first time, I just didn't believe him at all.
Nigga, he just got locked up for killing his
own. The Murdochs are like very, very high when it comes to being the lawyers
in that town. Yeah, he was a big attorney,
and he can't be touched. Like,
he had his hand in everybody's pocket. Pools, playing pool, pocket pool. Pause. But what he got locked up for, like, this year,
wife,
right? This year, right?
His wife and his kid.
His wife and his son.
I think.
And he called the cops. He was like, yo, they just got picked up.
Kill my family.
So now, we going into it. All this started breaking down with them because the son that he killed right there got caught in the summer of 2018, 2019. His son with the boat accident.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
That's why everything started breaking down.
Yeah, because...
Did that kill somebody?
No.
He was drunk driving in the boat. They crashed the boat and one of the girls died.
Died, yeah. I heard this story.
And it was his friend's girlfriend that died.
Yeah.
And it started from there. And then he just never got arrested. Not like that. The father and the grandfather came up to the hospital and spoke to all of them separately. Like, don't say shit. Don't say nothing. This and that. Blah, blah, blah.
Because like she said, they got big influence in this town.
So, so then... You would think that he would slap the cuffs on, I think his name is Peter, maybe?
Paul, I think.
No, Paul. Something like that.
Yeah, Pete.
It's probably Paul. And he just went off, no community service, no nothing.
Yeah.
That's where it started from there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then the second time is his other son, he might, you know.
Damn, now they do a flashback. This 2018.
So his son,
he was gay.
But there's this kid on TikTok and all of that, wearing real rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
And, the kid will go on and tell stories about this person that he's dating,
mm-hmm.
but he doesn't want to know that, you know, he can't say nothing because he's just so with this bigger person.
Right.
Just so happened that this guy, he got killed, right? It was a murder, but the way they set the body up and everything just didn't make sense. So on the scene of them coming to the scene of that accident,
they driving down the road.
Came up there and was like, yeah, we represent you for this and that. What the fuck you mean? Like, how did you know to represent me when this shit just happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that one, nothing that happened to the son. Nobody, it had nothing to happen to nobody because mm-hmm. they didn't know who killed him.
Then we go back, 2015, the moms killed somebody.
Yeah,
all the kids, the moms, and the moms for bodies, bro.
So that didn't
so she called the cops. She called the cops and said, yo,
the dog or something.
My nanny fell over the dog's legs and tripped over and fell on her head.
She probably heard some shit.
She said, so where is she at? She said, yo, listen, stop asking questions. You the cops. Stop you asking too much questions.
And she said it so calmly, like, nigga, like, you thought she was black for a minute over the phone, like, what? The fuck? Wait, hold up, bitch. You killed somebody, nigga.
Yo, bro, this shit made me think of, was that movie? Us?
Us, yes.
Because you got somebody, this is happening somewhere we don't know about, you know what I'm saying?
It's happening. And shit.
It's happening. Like, this shit is real. The nigga driving there, he said... He planted the nigga body on the road, and then he just called the cops and said, yo, I'm just driving down the road and some kid is there. Knowing that they killed him, bro.
Yep.
Shit is sick, bro. So they locked him up for killing his wife and his son.
Mm-hmm.
They was like, nah, you did that, because the guns and the bullets and everything is specific to what he has in his crib. Because, you know, they shoot ducks and all this shit, you know what I'm saying? Now, come into it, he was doing money shit too, money laundering and all the... This nigga.
So there's like a little breakdown of their phone, right? I guess you can see how much they're walking on the GPS, you know, FBI, you know, broke that shit down. And I think it's Buster. Buster is the gay one, because when he walked
out, Buster,
like,
yeah, because I made the joke in my head. He was
so
busting,
that's the other son.
Yeah,
that's the rainbow
ass.
Son. And then Paul is the one that he killed. Yeah.
Paul,
so the storyline of how everything went down was the mother got a text at 8:49, right?
Mm-hmm.
The son got a text at 8:49.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming it was a group chat or what. It's just so happy I got a text at the same time, right? So the first shot he missed, I guess the mother heard, or it just so happened that, you know, or the son could have just, you know, say pops, I don't know. Or she could have said he went to the kennel to go see the dog. It could have been anything, right? See, I got the messages together, the same time. So he misses the shot. How could you kill your kid? Oh my God, he misses the shot, right? So I'm assuming, so the son comes to walk out the kennel, right? This is the door, right? He walks out the kennel. His head stick out, and he just shoots the son right in the head.
Wow.
Bow!
Mm-hmm.
Brains here, brains there.
Yeah.
The second shot now, that's when the mother start running, right? This is how come I know this nigga must have, like, really, really wanted to end their lives, because the way they said how they how he shot her, like he would have to be like in front,
right in front of her, yeah.
The son only had 2 shots. This bitch had 9 shots.
Yes.
Oh, he shot.
He wilded out, bro. He wilded out, and then
he goes home.
He said this
and changes his listen.
Yo, this might have been about to give him up.
This is
it had to have been something because they kind of.
It wasn't that they about to give him up. It's that they was getting sloppy with shit that they was doing. They fucking shit up. So he like, nah, y'all niggas gotta go.
It could be.
And this shit go back to his pops, nigga, grandpa, nigga, Rudolph. He wasn't playing games. Oh,
Rudolph is the one that be telling them what to do.
He was the one that started everything, bro, like 60, 70 years ago, bro.
I had to do it.
Come on, bro. This shit is different, bro. This shit is different. And then...
Yeah.
The nigga said his own. He tried to kill himself. He got his drug dealer to come and shoot him in the head.
Yeah, drug dealer. Let me tell you how he confessed to himself. Right, he seen his ass on TV. Nigga talking about.
Nigga said,
"You shot Murdoch." What? No. He told me to shoot him. You had it all fucking twisted. That nigga sobered the fuck up real quick. Wait the fuck up.
Nigga made out of jail
like,
this is
not the plan.
Nigga said, I must be famous. I'm on TV. Nigga said, bro, what is your training?
Oh. I know, like, you bugging the fuck out.
You's a crazy, you's a bug-ball character, bro. That's a nasty shit.
And then he said he was, you know, hooked on drugs and opioids and all that shit. So he just needed the next fix, the next money. And I'm assuming, you know, those shits don't cost.
And then he put the thing down in the house.
Wife.
I forget what it's called. He got $4 million from the house when his wife died.
Oh, put insurance.
Yeah, he got $4 million.
That's what he did it for. He put life insurance on both of them, and he feel like he's gonna get that shit.
Yeah, get that and live.
How sick are these white people, bro? That's sick. That's sick. That's crazy.
And then yo, and when he was,
we was talking about this.
When he was in the courtroom, that nigga started. Like, that's how he was crying. Like, he wasn't crying like that when he was shooting the bitch in the head 5 times. And then he goes home. Listen, he goes home, right? The day, yo, I swear, man, technology
can't
get rid of nothing.
No.
He goes home, like, before the whole killing and everything, right? The son made a Snapchat of the clothes that he had on, right? He kills them in the same motherfucking clothes. A collar shirt and khaki pants.
Wow.
You came for business, nigga. Like, you need to put a tracksuit on, but it's not a
different.
Then he goes home, right? Mm. After the whole killing and everything, they had a housemaid. She was, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, I'll be back, you know. And she just didn't, she just didn't believe him, you know. She just didn't believe him. So this nigga goes on his little grass cutter, just driving down the shit. Speeding real fast. It goes to his car, right? I don't know what he done. I don't know what it was. But then, like I said, dummy takes his phone with him. So they could track everything.
Yeah.
Then comes back to the house, fully closed.
Yeah.
Khaki shorts and a white t-shirt.
And then you call the cops. With the dogs barking in the back. You know, they just killed. Niggas just popped my BM in my seat. My earth in my car. He's like, he's very cool, okay? Nah, bro. When I was sitting, I just finished the doc.
My earth in my
car.
Right, I'm telling you.
I was on the third episode. I was like, yo, this is different.
This is, I promise you, we could have never got away with the first murder. Like,
oh my God.
That's what the
guy said for the girl, the pops, for the girl that passed away on the boat. He was like, yo, if any of us would have did that shit, we would have still been in jail to this day.
Oh, yeah.
He's been executed.
They had power over that city, though, because, and then, like you said, they was tracking the text, and he was, his phone was just with the text with the cops. But the investigators like, yo, we need you to chill on that part. We need you to fall back. Like, he had influence like that.
He had everybody in his pocket.
Shit is crazy.
Whatever.
Shit is crazy.
Well, time is up.
Yeah, his time is up, bro. He in jail.
His time is, man. His time been up. When he on that stand, like...
In a couple
There's no more lying you could do, sir.
In a couple,
more national TV
in a couple months or a year or two, you're going to be like, "Brit News, Alex Murdoch hung himself in jail." Like, you got
if he's able to.
It's gonna be crazy.
Yeah, because they just moved him to like a
custody. Yo, it's crazy that he gotta be in a cell and look at the image of his son and his wife.
And you saw that in the doc, right? He said, yo, at the end, before they ended the doc, the very last second, it was like him on the phone in jail, and he was like, yo, did Netflix do something about me? And it just ended. That's how the doc ended.
That shit is crazy. You gotta live with that for the rest of your life.
Yeah. That's like that. I watched the Bernie Madoff doc. That's like that. Like, he did this. You put shame on your family. That shit is crazy. Yeah. But I mean, his family is different. Like, his family was about it.
They didn't care.
Who, Murdoch?
Yeah, they were about it.
Of course. The wife was. You didn't hear that? She practically killed the damn maid. Talking about the dog didn't match.
Killed that dog.
That dog was small as fuck. That dog was like probably like this small.
Y'all got anything else specific that y'all wanted to bring to the table today? Or how y'all feeling? Does Fab have a classic CD or a classic album? Put it back?
That is not a classic CD.
Holla back in? Holla back. It faded to the other song?
Maybe Breathe.
Breathe? Nah, that's
Breathe
a classic
would
song.
Be. Nah, I
think
I
Breathe
think
is
breathe.
His go to.
Breathe. Because all the other songs is just.
Generic.
Nah, let's do it with. Damn, I forget this song. I think
it's Breathe. Into You?
Wait, to me?
Yeah. Oh, Ashanti, which
I've got. I think that would be like one of his one. Like,
or the joint with Diddy.
Top, that would be one of his.
Or the joint with Diddy when you're on the beach?
No.
Jersey?
No. Trade It All?
Trade It All?
Yeah.
That was my shit.
I mean, he made some catchy.
Album?
He made a catchy song.
He got a classic album?
Nah.
Damn.
I'm not really a fan.
And a lot of Fab fans is going to be tight with me and they're going to hit me up like, yo, it's about Fab. Listen.
Ghetto Fab is a classic.
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 Okay, nobody say seventh grade, I had that shit in my seventh grade.
Excuse me. Ghetto Fabulous is a classic.
She said, I'm going to have to go listen to that.
Yeah. You know what? Maybe I have listened to it, but I just didn't, you know.
Low Source Way is a classic?
No. Ghetto Fabulous.
His mixtapes is classic, though.
Yes, his mixtapes is platinum in the hood.
It's platinum.
Either Ghetto Fabulous or Real Talk.
Real Talk. 1, 2, 3. Because I'm in the streets, like, he was riding like, well, that's when he was really giving you ball for ball for ball.
Real
for
Talk.
Ball for ball.
Real like, Talk and Ghetto Fabulous.
Yeah.
I'm high.
Cause you know me, not catch that. Rest in peace to my boy Carlito, man. I think about you every time that song come over, bro. For real, bro. Mm-hmm. But we have to get up out of here, man. You know what I'm saying? So make sure you guys stay in tune.
Hold on, I had something else.
What's up? Go ahead.
BMF is trash.
You watch that show?
I stopped.
In the second season or the first?
The first.
Okay.
No, the second. Like towards the second. I kind of.
Okay.
Only because I feel like after Power and then the storybooks and all the key, it's just after a while, it's just like, all right.
Some of them are feeding off each other.
Yeah, I just feel like I'm getting the same thing. It's just different faces, different characters, you know.
It felt like when you used to sit there and skip school with your moms and watch the novellas and shit, it'd be like, yo, all of them is the same thing.
The same shit. But really? BMF is very bad. It is, especially this season. Mm. I feel like a lot of people don't like saying it because we don't like speaking down on our culture, but it's not that. We got to give constructive criticism. Everybody was high on the first season, and even me. But this ain't it, man. The acting is bad.
I'm glad they were passed on off.
We gotta stop with the just put a rapper in a role
Yes, please. We gotta stop that. If you just gotta be, you gotta be an actor.
Real actors out here. Actors that can actually take that role. Yeah. And make me feel.
I mean, even rappers that are really acting, like they can really act.
Yeah, that's cool too, but. There's actors out here.
I feel like I'd rather see an actor than a rapper.
I'd rather see an actor than a rapper. Because when I see a rapper, you know what I'm thinking about?
A rapper?
Rapper. It's only a few rappers that's acting that I don't see that as, like Method Man and shit like that. I don't see Method Man. I know it's Method Man, but I can see him as the role he's
playing. The way he progressed, yeah.
Yes, because from how high and shit like that, I
oh, like, you trying to say that, these new actors, they're just throwing them in there instead of
these having rappers.
Like they put Lil Yachty and How Hot too. It's like
wow. It's just like why are they doing this?
How you feel about Davies as an actor? He's good. He's decent. Davies.
I haven't really watched or seen him
much of anything else. You ain't watched.
But from previous seasons, no, I don't.
I feel you.
I see Davies.
I feel you.
I don't see Method Man. You know what I'm saying? And it's not a knock to Dave. It's just, it's acting. And you know, I love movies and shows. I love shit that when I'm watching it, it don't feel like I'm watching.
Yeah, like that scene with when he went to go see some baby moms and give him the chain, like that was like the worst acting I've seen.
Yeah, you know,
that's Young Miami.
That's Young Miami.
I actually see it on Facebook. Yeah, like, I'm not gonna be the one to click on it and listen. Yeah, if I read the headline and say she sucked, then she's
and then even they had Cash Doll in the main role from the first season to this season to the last episode 9. They just took her out. Like,
oh, she was on there for a while.
She was trying
from the jump.
I ain't like the
storyline is as bad.
It's just going everywhere.
Yeah. I don't know. I just don't like. I feel like I could be doing a better job.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But that's what I had to give. I feel like Creed was bad, and I feel like BMF was horrible right now.
I got a whole lot of other topics.
Mm-hmm.
But you know we gonna spread them out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we have to.
How y'all feeling about this episode, man?
Loving it.
Let me give y'all advice from what I feel.
Oh, shit.
From, right? Virgo. Virgo. You a Virgo?
Yeah.
All right. You need to learn to relax and let life just happen spontaneously.
Shit. Yo, that's on point.
That's real shit.
Right? Yep. For me.
Capricorn.
Oh, shit.
Work and invest for a better future.
Oh.
Work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and then Leo, just stay winning.
You know?
Fucking lions.
Yeah.
Goddamn lions.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So for Don Cole, for Choo Choo, yo, shout out to Swift, man. We're going to see you soon, my boy. It's Daybreak and Hippie, and y'all already know what we about to do. We about to get up out of here. Like, comment, subscribe, and all that. You know what I'm saying?